Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Apostle Sadie Elliott. So glad and elated that you have stopped by the broadcast today. We have an exciting broadcast today to bring forth. But before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Well, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for who you are and whose you are. We thank you for bringing it to another broadcast. In the name of Jesus, we come to give you praise. We come to give you glory, because without you, we are nothing, dear Heavenly Father. So as this program goes forth, let it be able to help someone that will be listening in or will come in later on the archives. We thank you for this day and for this broadcast. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. I want to thank everyone that have come on and tuned in on the line for our broadcast today. We have an exciting topic, and the topic is, why do people complain? I'm going to say that again. Why do people complain? They complain walking around with a loaf of bread under their arm. They're complaining. They're complaining about this, complaining about that. But when do they tell God thank you for whatever they got? So today, have you ever met a complainer? I know you have. A person that gripe, a person who likes to look at the dark side of every bright cloud. A complainer has a perpetuous raw deal. Someone is always getting something more than he or she. Better than he or she fastened that he. The Bible compares complaining to a dripping faucet. It gets very annoying. Complaining is expressing dissatisfaction with something or someone. But more than that, there tend to be a self-centered bent to it. We didn't get what we wanted. We got less than someone else. They're complaining. We didn't get what we deserve, they're complaining. The focus is on ourselves, complaining. It's all about me, 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 them, you know. Shifting blame and making a charge against others is a big part of complaining too. When we focus on ourselves and we do not get our way, we blame others. Complaining causes us to focus on what we do not have rather than on what we do have. You know, you come across people in life, they're complaining because you in a brick home and they're in an apartment. Or they're in a condo and they're living in a project. But God still have blessed them for what they need at that time. You're going to find some people complaining, even in the ministry. You hear them complaining in ministry. You hear them complaining on the job. You know, why do people complain? I turned over to my Bible to Numbers. Those that have your Bibles, put your Bible to Numbers. And this is what Numbers is saying, chapter 11, 4 through 6. It said, and the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? Verse 5 say, we remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leek and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dry away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. You know, here they were complaining. You know, the people of Israel also began to complain. All for such meat, they exclaimed, the day after day, we have nothing to eat but this manna. Here, God them provided food from heaven for them. But they're complaining because they didn't have fish, they didn't have shrimp, they didn't have pork, they didn't have beef, they didn't have chicken, they didn't have turkey. They're complaining and complaining and complaining. Let's go on. You know, we complain when things don't go our way. And we don't get what we want. That's complaining. God say, be thankful for what he have blessed you with. I know I'm one always trying to bless people with something. And they always complain, oh, well, she could have given me that. Or she didn't give me enough of this. I know she had more than that. Thank God for what you got. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Say, God, I thank you. If it's one cabbage, that cabbage will feed me and my family. I thank you, Lord. I'm not going, well, she had a whole lot of cabbage. I'm just using that as an example. You know, is it a sin to complain? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Let's go over to Numbers 21 in your Bible. It's in there if you haven't told your pages out. Let's turn over to Numbers 21. And I'm going to start off with verse 5 and 6 of 21. And the word of God says, and the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? But there is no bread, neither is there any water. And I was so lost, this light bread. And verse 6 says, and the Lord sent fierce serpents among the people. And they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. You got to be so careful on you how you complaining. You want this to go your way, that way, that way. But God is telling you, go my way. Because now if you don't want to go my way, it's a consequence. You're going to pay up. You're going to pay here on this side. So you might as well go ahead and do what God told you to do and be satisfied. You know I give a lot of things out every week. And people upset, oh, well, you didn't have no meat. Sound just like the children in the Bible that in Egypt or Israel. You know, here they were complaining. You don't give them everything but a full meal. And they're still complaining. You just not, I don't care what we do, men and women of God that came to this line. It's just an ending battle that could never satisfy nobody. You gave them a dress. I'm using that example. Oh, well, you ain't had no shoes, no stocking, and no bag to match it. I mean, you know, it's some people is so ungrateful. And when you think about that, God done blessed you to bless somebody else. And they're not grateful for what God sent through your hand to bless you, to bless somebody else. My. You know, they begin to murmur like people doing today against God and Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die? Here in the wilderness, there is nothing to eat here. Nothing to drink. And we hate this wretched manna. So the Lord sent poisonous snake among them, and many were bitten and died. See all that complaining? You see all that complaining, God? Here he done sent you manna from high. You fool. So why are you still complaining? You got everything you need for that time and that season that God had provided for you. Let's go over to Philippians 2. Let me turn over there in my Bible and see what this scripture is saying. Because when you go through the word, we're reading today the word of God, what God have given to us over in Philippians 2, chapter 2, verses 4 through 15. And the word of God said, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which, I started way up there, but I was supposed to go to 14, but I started reading way ahead, so let me go to 14. Do all these things without murmuring and disputing. Someone got 10 cents on their pay raise. Somebody else got 20 cents. Well, don't complain because you only got 5 cents. Have you been doing the work? Have you been doing the productivity that you should be? Have you been being on time? I'm using these different things to juggle your mind this morning on why people are complaining. You know, after I read that in Philippians 2:14 and 15, and 15 said that you may be blameless and harmless, the Son of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world. You know, in everything you do, stay away from complaining, you all, and arguing so that no one can speak a word of blame against you. Let your lives shine brightly before them. That means wherever you are, let your light shine. Don't always complain and bellyache about this and about that. Be careful about whining, griping, or complaining when we have so much to be thankful for and so little to complain about, yet we choose to complain. God considered it a sin. You heard that? That's a sin to be whining, griping, complaining. You know, God is doing so much for us, you all, in radio and computer land, those listening by phone, those listening by the computer. We are demonstrating attitude of ungratefulness. It was enough of a sin for the Israelites that God punished them with poisonous snakes. You know, if the Lord did that then, for them that was complaining, whining, that's less he had to feed. That's less all them that was complaining, he just took them on out here with the poison snake. Just think about it. You whine about, oh, this hurt, that hurt, this didn't go, uh-uh. Had you went to God and found out why some of these things are happening to you? It's happening for a reason. But you didn't take time to go to God in prayer and ask really what was going on. You just went to complaining and murmuring. And God said, that's a sin. You know, our complaints are often misdirected. We should really be complaining about ourselves. I'm going to turn over to Proverbs and see what it's saying in the Word of God. Proverbs, the 19th chapter. Let's see what that is telling us about complaining. The 19th chapter in the 3rd verse says, the foolishness of man perverts his way, and his heart fluttereth against the Lord. Now, you just heard what it said. Here people run their lives by their own foolishness and then are angry at the Lord. Why are you angry with the Lord? You're the one out there doing foolish things, not the Lord. He's telling you. You don't have that to do. Give thanks for everything God do in your life, because he don't have to do it. Just because he created you don't mean he needs you. He can use you and not need you. He could need you and not use you. So we have to go to God in prayer with everything, every situation. You know, as I was reading over this here, I went over to Lamentation, the 3rd chapter and the 39th verse. And let's see what it says. Wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sin? Stop complaining. Go to God and ask him to forgive you of your sins. Because we all have sinned and come short of the glory, but did you ask for forgiveness? Or are you still walking in sin? Are you still doing the things you shouldn't be doing? Think about it. Are you giving God the praise and the glory? Or are you sitting there whining, belly aching? Just because you didn't get that suit you wanted, don't complain, don't gripe. going, God got something better for you. Or somebody going to end up bringing you something that you never even thought of in your wildest dream, because he already know what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. But are you going to go to God and say, God, I repent. Please forgive me for complaining and griping. We're going to go over to Malachi and see what Brother Malachi is saying. Over, we're talking about our complaints are often misdirected. We should really be complaining about ourselves. So let's see what chapter 2 of Malachi and verse 14 says. Yet ye say, wherefore, because of the Lord has been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou have dealt treacherously, yet she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant. Hey, no, you cried out. Why? Because you have been disloyal to her. It's bad enough to complain, but it's worse to complain about something that you have caused. You know, and when you think about that, let's stick a pin right there for a few minutes. A lot of people cause different things in their life, but they want to complain to somebody else saying that they did it, when in actuality, they did it to themselves. They brought it upon themselves for not doing what God had told them to do. So now they want to complain. I'm going to stop here in case anybody on the line, any of my constituents that's on the line today would like to say something about complaining. Hit one on your keypad, and I will bring you in. I would love to hear from someone other than myself talk today. Hallelujah. I gave you a few minutes. Hallelujah. Anyone that like to come on and talk about complaining today. You may be driving, you may be at home, but if you have a word to speak to someone in computer land and radio land today, feel free. I'm right here with my switchboard ready to hear from you. And if not, we'll put a song on to play while I get me a swallow of water. Hallelujah.
Marvin,
it's time to move in. Yeah.
Someone that would like to say something. I cut that music off so I can hear what this person. Area code 832, you are now on the air.
Good morning. Good morning, Apostle. The whole idea of what you are saying today is called under the word communication. And there's four types of communication. There are a relationship, which is communication. There are a list of aggressive behaviors in communication. There is a pleasant, or shall we say, a religious aspect of communication, and there is a downfall. Most of what we find ourselves involved in are what we call aggressive communication. And this leads to the false finding, the backbiting, the eager line to express ourselves in a dogmatic way, and this comes from our temper. Our temper is involved in the aggressiveness of communication. So what the Bible says: be careful for nothing, and that says in all things we are to first of all consider God as our leader, God in our pathway. God will teach us at the same hour what we need to say if we put our trust in God. So aggressive communication leads to fault finding, backbiting, serious engagement in things that we really don't need to be involved in. But if we're not very careful and follow the Bible, you gave several illustrations as to what we need to do to keep ourselves a distance from these things that are attacking our society. Our society today is full of misplaced behavior, of lack of communication, lies, distortion, and they're not really, people really are not aware that they're doing these things because they've been doing it for such a long time. It becomes a part of their everyday activity. But what we need to do, Christians and non-Christians, is to watch our conversation. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful what comes out of our mouth. Be careful of how we digest one another in the framework of what we think they should be, because we're not God. God said judgment is his. He leads us into, not into temptation. And he said, I'll deliver you from evil, every evil plague, every evil work. Today, our assignment is to put our trust in God. Lean not to our own understanding, but use what God has given us that he's called us to do. In Jesus' name.
Amen, Carla. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't mind turning that music off because I wanted to hear what our caller had to say on complaining. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, caller, that called in with that response on that complaining. But we're going to turn over to Numbers 11, chapter 11 and verse 10 through 11. And it says, Moses heard the people weep throughout the families, every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. And Moses said unto the Lord, wherefore have thou afflicted thy servant? And wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou laid the burdens of all this people upon me? You know, here Moses said to the Lord, what did I do to deserve the burden of a person like this? I know y'all have said that. I've done all I could, Lord, and all they're doing is complaining and griping. What did I do to deserve this? No matter how good you're trying to treat a person, you're saying good things, excuse me, good things to them and about them, but they're forever complaining and throwing jabs at you, gripping, you know, and griping. You know, God, we have someone else that just come on. Let me bring them on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. May the
Hallelujah.
Lord be with you.
From now on.
Can you
Go
hear
right
me okay?
Ahead. Yes, we hear you okay. Go right ahead, sir.
First of all, thank you for your purpose. Thank you for being a vessel to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to our Heavenly Father above. Thank you. Your words mean a lot to me. You've impacted me greatly. Myself, my family, my friends, I've become a better person through your word and through the words of our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I want to tell you something that's been affecting me since I was a little child, and it breaks my heart, and I want to request a prayer, if I may, from you, because prayer
mm-hmm.
is powerful. Since I was a little boy, my father passed away. He used to take me to football games, and we loved and we absolutely adored the great O.J. Simpson. And it breaks my heart that to this day, the killer of his beautiful wife has not been found. And I feel the pain in my heart for this man, O.J. Simpson, what he must be going through. And it reminds me of the good days of me and my daddy watching O.J. And I want to ask you, along with the universe, I will close my eyes and I will clasp my fingers together. I will ask you to please pray that O.J. Simpson finds the real killer who killed his wife. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, thank you, Carlos. for coming
Can
on.
Can you please pray?
Yes,
please pray?
I sure will. Mm-hmm.
I will be here now listening to you with my eyes closed as you pray.
Oh, okay then. Gracious Father, we come this morning in the most humblest way we know how. We come lifting up the person that called in for the request of O.J. Simpson, dear Heavenly Father, that they will find the perpetrator, dear Heavenly Father, who is the real perpetrator, the murderer, dear Heavenly Father, of his wife. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to go forth like never before, dear Heavenly Father. You know who it is, dear Heavenly Father. You know where they are, where they're located, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to bring it to justice and closure, even for his family. Dear Heavenly Father, for her family, dear Heavenly Father. So much have been said and done in that case, dear Heavenly Father. Only you know, dear Heavenly Father. And we're sending up a prayer on behalf of him today, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to go in, tear down, root up, dear Heavenly Father. What should be tore down, what should be rooted up, dear Heavenly Father. And the person is still living, dear Heavenly Father, bring them to justice. And if the person is not still living, dear Heavenly Father, let it be evidence, dear Heavenly Father, that will show, dear Heavenly Father, who did it, why they did it, or left some type of information to know why, when, and where. Only you are the one, dear Heavenly Father, in charge of that, dear Heavenly Father. We take a break. We didn't come to complain, dear Heavenly Father. We come for the prayer of the request on this line, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you that petition, dear Heavenly Father. We know you can do with it more than we can. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Thank you for calling in, caller. Thank you for the prayer.
Please, God, find the real killer. Please, God, find the real killer who killed O.J. Simpson's wife. Let O.J. find him.
Praise the Lord. And as I was reading in the Word of God, if you have a complaint, take it to God. That was our last question we had on why do people complain. You know, Moses said to the Lord, what do I do to deserve the burdens of people like this? And the Word of God.
Can
says,
I download your show?
Huh?
Can I download your show today? Can I download today's show so I may listen
oh,
to
yes.
your prayer over and over? How do I do that?
I'll just go on Blog Talk and go to the area where you want to listen to it at. Go on the Joy and Peace on the Blog Talk on your radio. I mean on your computer.
That's what.
And it'll show the segment that I'm doing today.
Yes.
Why do people complain? And they say if you want to come back, it'll be in the archives about 10 or 15 minutes after I close off the broadcast.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
And
have
God
a blessed
bless
day.
You too.
You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Thank you. Lord be with you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The people complain to one another, and nothing was accomplished. Moses complaining to God, who can solve any problem. We just prayed that prayer, that we know God can solve any problem. We don't know what prayer requests people have. It was not on my agenda for that, but I responded to the request. If this is worrying this man and he need closure, even if he was the one, we ask God to bring closure to the family. We need to learn to take our problems to the one who can do something about them, which is Jesus. And that's what I did. I took that situation to Jesus. I didn't just try to have it upon, I took it to Jesus. Because that prayer may help somebody else. My. Over in Jonah, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, I won't read it all, but you can read it at your convenience. He complained to the Lord. And at this time, we have this call from area code 832. Did you want to say something else before we get ready to close our broadcast off? Hallelujah. Okay. Well, I'll go on. In Romans, our last chapter for today, 11, 2 and 4. Let's turn over to Roman and read what that one says. Let me go right on over right quick. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Romans 11. Two and four. The word of God said, God has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Doubt ye not what the scripture said of Elisha, how he made intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, thou hast killed thy prophet and dig down thine altar. I am left alone, and they seek my life. Ah, my. But what said the answer of the God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so, then at his present time also there is a remnant according to election of grace. And if by grace, then is it no more a work? Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But it is be of work, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? Israel has not obtained that which he seek for, but the election has obtained it, and the rest was binding. According as it is written, God has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David said, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back always. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentile, but to provoke them to jealousy. Here Elijah the prophet complaining to God, I alone am left. And do you remember God replied, excuse me, he said, you are not the only one left. Take our complaint to God, often change our prospect. So any complaints you have today, take them to God. That young man who called, I saw the number appear on my dashboard. It just say 11111 all the way across. He didn't want me to know who he was and where he was calling from. But I gave him what he had. He asked for a prayer. Of all the things, he could have been the one. Who knows? That prayer might save him. That prayer may change his mind. Because we were not on that topic. But why do people complain? So that's what caught his mind today when he strolled out, excuse me, on Facebook. We give God the praise today, and we give God the glory. That, excuse me, that is our broadcast for today. Why do people complain? And I thank the guests. excuse me, sneezing too, that came on and spoke, even the man that came on. It was something about the topic and the people that look at the dark side of every bright cloud. excuse me. So we give God the praise today. Area code. excuse me, you all. I'll call. I got your number, so I'll call you when I come off the line because I had to start coughing and I got overheated. Gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for every person that came on, dear Heavenly Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Cover even that man, dear Heavenly Father, that called in. For whatever reason he called in, dear Heavenly Father, you deal with whatever situation he's going through right now. Because we're not coming to complain. We're not coming to judge. We're just coming to give the word of God that it may go forth like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Stay tuned next Wednesday for another exciting word from the Lord. invite others to come to the line. Give them the numbers. Area code to call in, 646-716-4389. And until next Wednesday, you all be blessed. Love each one of you all. You know I always tell you, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. Bye-bye.